I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. Cricket. I'm learning the cricket game. I'm learning trash talking in cricket. I'm learning those who complain a lot often are teams that are struggling. I'm also learning that Australia has had a long run of luck, and there's reason to be generous. They won the World Championship. They routinely do well against other teams. They have a premier spin bowler, and this premier spin bowler means to be camaraderie. So he's gone to England to teach the spin ball. He throws a fast spin ball, which Jeremy tells me is probably the cricket equivalent of what in baseball we call a slider, a fast breaking ball. However, Jeremy, what happened?
Well, it looks like that our spin bowler, Nathan Lyon's his name, and he's very well known here in Australia, he's now been told to basically cool his heels a little bit. While it's good to go to England and teach them the techniques of spin bowling and you know, do the right thing, I guess, by our brethren in cricket, he's been told that, no, you can't go basically for a six-month period and teach the Poms how to play cricket properly. So what's happened is that Cricket Australia has now stepped in and basically limited Nathan to only doing a seven-game stint in the Lancashire County area. So severely limiting his ability to pass on his knowledge of how to spin bowl to the Brits. And I think this is really a sign that maybe in some ways that Australia recognises that the British are definitely trying to tap into our resources and we need to do something about it. Because as you said there, Nathan Lyon's spin bowl is not an ordinary spin bowl. It actually has quite a bit of speed on it. And typically when you have somebody that can get a ball, a cricket ball, to do what it does, which basically it comes in very fast and is very unpredictable when it comes towards the batter, because it will curve very quickly, you don't want the technique to be shown to the other side, because the Australian team would have a lot of difficulty basically batting if the Brits figured it out. So, yeah, poor old Nathan, despite his enthusiasm, despite probably a very lucrative deal, I suspect he probably got two from the Brits, has only now got seven games to basically play with Lancashire and show them how to do the spin bowl. But it's not the end of the story, because he has had a repercharge to Cricket Australia saying that this is unfair, there's precedents before in history where Australians have gone to England and actually, you know, in the spirit of good camaraderie, shown them how to play cricket. It has been allowed. But I think in this case, John, just because he's got a fairly unique style of bowling, I think Cricket Australia is probably going to uphold it.
England's chances of retaining the 2020 World Cup have been hit for six with the news Ben Stokes has opted out of selection for this year's tournament. I think I know what that means. The T20 is the shorter game in about 3 hours. The championship games are played T50, takes all day. The test matches are 5 days spread over maybe even 2 weeks, and they travel. Ben Stokes is really good at test cricket, and he knows how to play T50 because that's world championship stuff, right? But he doesn't want to waste his time on T20. The coach doesn't want him to waste his time on T20. T20 is inferior. What is it?
In fact, exactly what you said, John. And I should say that T20 is never considered inferior by pretty much, you know, everybody who plays T20. But I think the reality is that a lot of cricket stalwarts, a lot of traditionalists say that T20 is just the fast food version of cricket. And unfortunately, for I guess the T20 crowd, Ben Stokes think so too. And Ben Stokes is arguably one of the most successful British cricketers for a very long time. So the fact that he's actually not snubbed his nose, but turned his nose at playing T20 in favour of going for the test leagues and the 50 over games and the 5 day series does tell you that, you know, T20, I think, really for the younger generation, that's where they, you know, cut your teeth. But if you want to play proper cricket, you've got to go into test cricket. And honestly, Ben Stokes, he has been around a long time, so he has the power to do this. He can turn his nose up at T20, but he certainly did hit him for six, because I believe the reality was that the T20 squad thought he was actually coming down and playing with them. So I think some of their cricket selections or the team selections for the British T20 side were based on the fact that Ben Stokes was probably going to be captaining their team. So, you know, it's hard luck. It's a contract's never signed until it's signed, and Ben Stokes has every right to do what he did. But I think the curious part is that what he said to the media is that partly the reason he said no to T20 was because he wants to still try and run with his baseball experiment in the test series. So in some ways, he's maybe going, I guess, on a journey for himself to try and see if he can make baseball work in the Test series. Although we know now over basically 18 months that baseball is really, really tricky to make happen. So, you know what? He has hit a six, and I guess Ben Stokes just shows how much of a power juggernaut he is within British Test cricket.
Did he invent baseball? I thought that was the coach. I don't remember.
That was the coach, but it was one of the coaches that he was very, very close to. It was actually during the Ashes series we last had here, and it was a coach of the name of Barry, which is where the Baz part comes from. But Ben Stokes was basically the captain in charge and charged with putting it into the actual field. So he was the one that was leading the experiment from the very beginning. And I think that's where he's got a very close and personal relationship with baseball itself and why he probably wants to keep it going. And honestly, too, baseball from those very early days of the Ashes series here in Australia, where it was all about just hitting the ball as hard as you can and having a very positive attitude, it is maturing. It's coming back to a much more strategic and thoughtful process. But there is arguably an argument there saying that baseball is really now just Test cricket by another strategy. But Ben Stokes, I think, is really the one that's carrying it forward and in some ways going to be the one that will become the pariah of it in the future. So I don't blame him for what he does and what he's doing. I think he's the one that wants to really make it work.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, where the flood watch continues. There are blue snakes underneath children's toys, question mark. And baseball hasn't proved itself yet, but it's clearly got a devoted audience in England on the All England team. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.